The Jaguars Women's Association hosted a group of young ladies from Wolfson's Children's Hospital Thursday morning.
How are we doing?
He just wants to greet every one of you today.
Hey, how are you doing? Gus.
Hey, how are you,
Ansley? Hi, I'm Shay. Nice to meet you.
Shay, nice to meet you.
The group had a special visit with Jaguars head coach Gus Bradley outside Everbank Field, and then took a limo ride to the Omni Hotel in downtown Jacksonville for a girls' day party.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Michaela Bradley said that each girl brought a special guest.
We have 8 girls, and they were allowed to bring their best friend. And what I think is really neat is a couple of the girls that came today chose their moms as their best friend, which I think is pretty special. And then all the other girls, the best friends that they chose, really were the ones that have probably been along the journey with them throughout their treatment. And I think it's a testament to them as well.
The group enjoyed makeup, manicures, pedicures, music, and lunch with members of the Jaguars Women's Association and the Roar of the Jaguars. Bradley said that the day was about the next step in their recovery.
When you deal with children, they haven't lived yet. They haven't had that opportunity to really go through life. And I think that any time that they can accomplish whatever it is as a child, we celebrate the small victories. And in this case, it's a big victory for them.
The JWA was established in 2013 by Joelle Caldwell and Michaela Bradley and engages the Jaguars' female staff and spouses of staff, coaches, and players in community initiatives, including Wolfson's Children's Hospital. For Jaguars.com, I'm JP Shadrick.